All right, folks, I'm gonna talk about some of the stuff going on right now. How do I put this, man? Like, look, man, I don't like talking shit about anybody. In fact, I kind of hate doing that. I'd rather encourage people to be the best version of themselves they can be. Yes, accept all the good, the bad, the ugly. But I would rather have people shine and do things, amazing things with their lives, with their talents, with their time, energy. Everything I've said, everybody might think I'm very negative, pessimistic, whatever. I think I try to be balanced, but overall, if that's what I come off as, then I just want you to know that that is not how I like being. I mean, I'd rather be positive, encouraging, optimistic, help others shine, encourage them, uplift them. That's what I would rather do. I would rather shine myself and help people in the dark who need some light shed on them so they can get back on the path and, you know, get to the destination they want to go and also enjoy the journey. I mean, the whole thing is the journey, really. I mean, the destination is basically just, you know, finally getting there, taking some pictures and enjoying your surroundings and whatnot. But, like, the journey is what is the main thing, part of the story that keeps you engaged. I like watching this channel on YouTube. I'm sure a lot of people already know about it. It's called Parlay Revival. I think it's a great channel, a great group of people. Mr. Colin McRae, great host, leader, captain, sailor, human. I definitely like what he puts out there, and I'm sure all the people who have spent time with him, with his group of people, all the experiences they've had on the Parlay Revival, I'm sure it's been an awesome time. And that's what I think is a great example of what humanity should be like. We're born travelers. Humans are born nomadic travelers. I mean, before we had these set so-called borders, that's basically all we did. We would travel, follow life, water, food, animals, the sun, weather, climate, just like all other living things on this fucking planet. That's what we would do. We were all a mixed group of fucking humans. And then we came up with these states and nations and countries and borders and wars, fighting over resources, this, that, like, and then, you know, this group of people from this country look like this, speak like this, act like this, smell like this, eat like this, walk, talk, dance like this. I'm like, Are you serious? Are you fucking serious? What the fuck did we do before all the borders existed? Hmm? Anyways, I think his channel is a great example of what humanity can look like. We're born travelers, explorers, adventurers. That's how you fucking get great stories. First of all, that's how we began as little ants on dried leaves, traveling, sailing from this lily pad to that lily pad, meeting other ants on other dried leaves, and going off on an adventure, seeking new land and new adventures. I mean, doesn't that just sound more fun? I mean, just watch his channel. I mean, there's a lot of other people who are doing this, you know, similar things, but I'm just saying, just look at that sort of lifestyle. That's what humans did to get to where we are. And then we all settle down, and then now we fight over resources because we gotta stay in this one location throughout the year when the environment is not really hospitable. Even all the animals travel, migrate during the seasons throughout the year to wherever the environment is nice to live in. I'm not saying we have to constantly travel, but I'm just saying that's how we got to where we are, was through traveling, exploring, going on adventures. No, but we'd rather watch movies about other people doing it, or videos or channels or whatever. It's okay though, we're getting there. First you have to see and hear somebody else do it, so then you get the courage to do it yourself. I mean, and Parlay Revival, they offer their patrons to be able to experience time with them. So that's great. That's fucking amazing. With modern day technology, we can do that. Okay. All this other stuff going on, geopolitics wise, it seems like things are starting to get serious now. Even all these big Western voices are starting to say stuff that non-Western voices have been warning about. Even the Western voices now are starting to say the same things. Okay? Now, I want to speak to America and Europe. Okay? Americans, Europeans, the citizens, the people, the working class, whatever you want to call them, the normal, regular people, not the ruling class, not the ruling elite, the regular, normal people, just personally, I don't think you guys are ready for what is coming. You guys have had it real good for a really long time. Okay, and personally, I don't think you guys are ready or even know what's coming. And I would like to at least give you guys a heads up, not just me, I mean all these other voices that I've been sharing. And, you know, everybody might think, whatever, we'll be fine. We're America, we're Europe, whatever, we're the West, you know, we'll be fine. But I don't think you guys are really ready or aware of the situation here, because it's not gonna be the same story this time around, okay? And I'm trying to warn you, caution you, give you a heads up to be ready, because I grew up most of my adult life in America, okay? Like it or not, I love America. I love Americans. Okay? I am fucking part American. Alright? Like it or not, I take good, bad, and ugly. I don't give a fuck. Right? I accept good, bad, and ugly. That's how reality works, okay? I'm not saying overall that, you know, America has been good. I mean, it's pretty fucked up history, pretty fucked up modern day history of the shit they've been doing around the world because of, you know, being the hegemon. Once again, I would say overall, can't really blame the American population because, you know, they've been treated like Sunday school children by the ruling class, you know. They've been given the wrong information, literally brainwashed, I mean, to be honest, just putting it bluntly, like, it's not their fault, okay? Western media has done such a good job at making sure their own citizens drank their own Kool-Aid, the ruling class's Kool-Aid, that you can't really blame them because they're like Sunday school children, right? At least that's how I view it, okay? Now, I'm not saying we're completely innocent either, okay? Like, if we are dumb enough, stupid enough to believe these fucking retarded-ass stories, that's on us. But I have seen more recently a lot of Americans starting to realize and wake up and open their eyes and see what's actually going on. It is kind of a bit too late, but, you know, better late than never. But, once again, I think this is why leadership is important, because this is how leadership can lead a whole fucking country, continent, America, North America, Europe, astray. While if you go anywhere else, any other country in the world, and ask them how they feel about America, they'll tell you how it really is, because they're the ones who see what America actually does. They'll say one thing and then they'll come and do another. So they know, they've known for a while. It's just the American population themselves, the Western, so-called Western population, believed their own ruling class's propaganda. It's probably also because, you know, it benefited them. I'm just saying, like. But, you know, you can't hide the truth forever, and it's starting to come out. More people are starting to realize what's actually going on. Okay, all this to say, maybe all this was scripted. Maybe all the ruling families of this planet all work together. If this grand solar minimum is happening, which we'll find out soon enough, I guess, then all the geopolitics seem to be kind of lining up pretty well. It's like crop rotation. It's like grazing your livestock, you know, rotating your grazing spots, so that, you know, even in the Bible it talks about don't, you know, farm on this one area of the land for too long, let it replenish, go somewhere else, and then rotate. So it just seems like that that kind of makes sense to me. It's pretty logical. So if grand solar minimum is happening 2020 to 2053, North America and Europe are going to go through a cold phase. We'll see how cold it gets. Dr. Valentina Zhurkova is saying, you know, it's going going to get cold enough where they're not going to be able to grow food, so that's not good. That doesn't sound good, right? If you don't have food, well, your livestock will starve. So then comes in the whole depopulation aspect of the story and of the script, which seems to be kind of happening, I think, right? Just recently, I shared Lauren Murray, one of her talks, and she was saying how basically Trump is also a Jesuit-controlled puppet, and he's gonna bring in fascism and all this stuff, and they're gonna cut down America's population from 340 million to about 100 million. Right, or maybe lower. If you go to the U.S. Bureau of, I think it's the U.S. Bureau of Statistics or whatever, where they have all the charts of population growth for all the different countries, America's population goes only up till the year 2050. America is the only country whose population chart goes up till 2050. The rest of all the other countries on this planet continue till like fucking 2300 or 2100 or even further. Okay? Further than 2050. Let's just put it that way. I don't remember the exact numbers or years, but look, I'm not trying to say anything here because I'm just trying to keep my ears open to any voice that's giving me any sort of other perspective other than the mainstream media narrative so that I actually see if these other perspectives actually do line up with what's actually happening on the ground, because the mainstream narrative is giving you a different story while their actions are acting a different way. So, if the story you're listening to doesn't line up with the script they gave you, that's because they gave you the wrong script on purpose, because the actual script is different. So, all these other voices that I've been trying to listen to and see if, you know, their story is actually lining up to what's actually happening on the ground, I'll keep my ears open. And we'll see. What else can we do? I mean, so far, all these voices I've shared are saying this one story, which seems to be actually lining up more accurately with the things going on the ground. So then my question is, okay then, either they're right or they're lying. My question then would be, if they're lying, why would they be lying? I mean, what reason would they have to lie? Let's say if America is almighty, powerful, never capable of their bubble popping, versus, let's say, Russia, the Western media narrative, the way they portray Russia. Russia is poor, not strong, you know, weak, blah, blah, blah. Then how come they can't defeat Russia yet? How come they even take what Russia is saying seriously, right? If Russia is lying, why are you even worried about what they're saying then, if it's not true? It just seems like everything America is doing, the West, the so-called West, is lining up perfectly with the global economy shifting over to the East, grand solar minimum happening. North America and Europe going to go through a cold phase. So that equals depopulation agenda. Because if you can't feed your livestock, you send them off to the meat market. You know, crop rotation, fucking grazing field, grazing your livestock rotation, everything's moving over to the east, like Silk Road's coming back, like shit that's been happening for the past 5,000 years seems like it's all going back to the way it used to be. I'm just saying, it just seems like that is what's happening. And now even all these Western voices are saying the same thing. So either that is actually what is happening, and our ruling class, Joffrey, is still not, or let's say is still in denial, still drinking his Kool-Aid, still thinking he's gonna stay number one forever, which kind of, I guess you can say would make sense, because that's just kind of how you can say human psychology goes. The top dog or top heavyweight world champion, you know, never believes he can be knocked out until he does get knocked out, and then reality sets in and then he gets humbled and maybe he does another rematch or whatever. Like, I mean, there's almost, what is it? There's 8 billion, over 8 billion people on this planet right now. The West makes up, maybe if I give them, you know, I'll go even further and say instead of 12%, 15%. Okay, let's say 15. They make up 15% of the world population. How long do you think this would last? Most of the oil is in the Middle East. Israel is like the port where the West ships off all the stolen oil from the Middle East from. That's what Israel is. It's the port where they ship off all the stolen oil to the West. I mean, no oil, no economy, no nothing. America had 5 years of oil left. That statistic was from the year 2016. Biden has already started tapping into the reserves. Okay? You have Trump admitting we're in Syria, we're there for the oil, we have the oil. You know, like, he doesn't even sugarcoat it. He just says it like it is, right? I mean, no energy, no nothing. And then in the West, they'll, you know, try to scare people with AI, but AI is nothing but a tool. Who designed AI? Humans. Why do they need AI? Who needs the AI? The ruling class. So they have less workers, human workers, and they can, you know, automate most of the other stuff for their own survival. This is the movie Snowpiercer chugging along right ahead. Fucking Snowpiercer meets WALL-E. WALL-E meets Hansel and Gretel. Just fattening you up to send you off to the fucking meat market. Because Leviticus 3:16, all the fat is the Lord's. It's gonna get cold. You're gonna need a lot of fat. USGS themselves say there's probably over 1 million underwater volcanoes. They don't even know yet. From which most of them are active, meaning they're active. They're literally boiling the water underwater, the seawater in the oceans. So what happens when you boil water? It releases carbon dioxide. Right? It releases carbon dioxide. So throughout Earth's history of ice ages, they've seen this pattern where before an ice age happens, it warms up first, you get a rise in CO2, and then after that you start getting the cold weather. So when you get all these underwater volcanoes heating up the water, all the CO2 being released, which causes all these crazy ass storms, because hot and cold reaction produces these crazy ass storms. We're seeing all this happen right now, right? It's all happening right now. All these volcanoes going off. All this stuff being determined by the planet Earth, the other planets, and the stars around us. Like clockwork. It's like clockwork. It's a perfectly ordered system. It's like clockwork. All we are a bunch of observers to see what all we can survive through and learn and evolve and grow, and that's all we can do. That's all we have done. That's all of fucking life on this planet has done for these billions of years. It's a perfectly ordered system, like clockwork. This is why the ruling class is all about astronomy, astrology, because that's how they know what's coming. So they can be prepared, while the rest of us, because they predicted the eclipse, we worship them as gods and kings and rulers over us, because they know the science of the stars. They'll predict, they'll say tomorrow, you know, the sun is going to disappear at this time. Unless you give me all your food. So then tomorrow we go outside at this time, we see the solar eclipse happening. We're like, oh shit, we're going to die. Go quickly, give him all your food. Okay? It's like the movie Apocalypto. America can be summed up with one movie, Apocalypto. Right? We go give them their food. Solar eclipse lasts about, on average, what, 4 or 5 minutes? The moon passes. Sun comes back out. We're like, yay, yay, we're saved, we're saved. It's the movie Apocalypto. This is why they're so knowledgeable, aware, they run everything, their whole calendar, everything is run by astrology, astronomy, because that is literally how we keep track of time. It's not that Jesus is literally the sun, it's that the character of Jesus is based off how the sun works. The sun is the father, the moon is the mother. This is why when Jesus says, if you've seen the sun, you've seen the father. S-U-N. The word S-U-N and the word S-O-N in Old English and in German are interchangeable. Just like the word good in Old English and the word God, it's the same thing. Good in Old English is spelled God, G-O-D. That's why the saying, God is good all the time, God is good. It's the sun. The verse, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Translated another way, in the beginning was the world, and the world was with God, and the world was good. Right? Genesis says God, after God made everything, he said it is good. In the beginning was the world, because before you can write a fucking story, you need a location. You need a day or night, time, location, duality. Beginning, end. Beginning, end. In order to have a story, you need duality, location, beginning, end. That's how it works. In the beginning was the world. And the world was with God. And the world was God. In the beginning was the world. And the world was with God. And the world was good. God, good, same word. Interchangeable. Sun, your sun, sun in the sky, same word, interchangeable. If you've seen the sun, you've seen the father. If you've seen the moon, you've seen the mother. Okay. So, it's not, if you just take a step back and look at all this, it's not that complicated. It's actually pretty simple. It works great. If anything, all these so-called mythologies, I mean, Christianity took mythology and said, no, this is factual history. Okay, you're retarded. All these mythologies, guess where they probably came from? When you were a kid and you started misbehaving, what would your mom tell you? Okay, go ahead, do that. I don't care. Wait till dad gets home. I'm going to tell him everything and you got to get your ass whooped. Then you start behaving. No, please don't tell dad. Please, please, please. So then you take that story, project it up to the sky and say, if you misbehave, Father Sky is going to whoop your ass. If you misbehave, you're going to go to hell. Okay, okay, okay. I'm going to be better. I'm going to behave. I don't want to go to hell. I don't want to get my ass whooped by Father Sky. Whatever. I mean, it's that simple. And it works because of the placebo effect. Whatever you believe works. Your mind tricks you into believing that it actually works. Because it does. That's how it works. The placebo effect works. Fucking Space Jam, Michael Jordan gave him water. Said it was his special power drink, whatever. They believed it. They drank it. They won the game. And then they find out it was just water. Not Gatorade. Right? It was H2O. Mr. Waterboy. It was just water. Why? Because the Holy Spirit is nothing but water. You're made up of water. The oceans are salt water, sea water. You are mostly salt water. It's the same. There's no difference. You're a scaled down version of this whole universe, and the whole universe is a scaled up version of you. Man is the measure of the universe. The Vitruvius Man by Da Vinci, that's what it is about. It's musical scales, scaled up, scaled down, packaged into the human, the sun, heart beating in your chest, scale it up and out. You have the sun in the center of our solar system, whose heart is beating, that keeps this whole system going. That's how simple it is. The planets are the chakras, right? It's not that complicated. As within, so without. As above, so below. You're the symbol of order, monkey. You're the symbol of order packaged. This whole universe packaged into you. That's what you're a symbol of. It's not that complicated. It's beautifully simple because it's musical. Because it's musical, sound is consciousness. Everything is sound, vibration, om. The light, so-called light you are seeing with your eyes is also vibrations. Your eyes, if anything, are organic magnets. Seeing the vibrations in a different frequency than your ears hearing the different frequencies. and your nose smelling the smells in the quantum level are frequencies, vibrations. Even smell is a vibration. And then you come to touch, feeling, it's a vibration. Tasting, probably a vibration of in the quantum level. Everything is vibration. That's why I say you can break it down to two simple things, water and sound. That's all it is. Water and sound. The sun vibrates, turns little bags of water, in you call it grapes, into wine. You drink that wine that has been vibrated up in high frequencies, which starts to vibrate inside you, make you vibrate in high frequencies. You add other frequencies to the picture called music. Then you all start dancing like monkeys. Because everything is vibrating in this whole fucking universe. Either there's a vibration or there's no vibration. No vibration is truth, silence. That's why in Hinduism, right, they say everything started with Brahma, right? Brahma's vibration, which started off the whole chain of events called the universe. And then once it cycles through, everything will go back to silence. The Big Bang, symbolized by a volcano on this dimension planet called Earth. Volcanoes released the gases, produced the atmosphere, which allowed water to be able to exist on this planet, which allowed life. Water plus sunlight, which is a vibration, so water plus sound gave us everything. This planet is also vibrating infrasound. We are literally living inside the planet's vibration field called gravity. Infrasound, probably gravity, atmosphere. It's all sound. Thoughts is what are thoughts? It's just noise. It's the background noise. White noise, brown noise, whatever noise, it's just background noise. You're a bottle of water. If there is constant vibrations going on 24/7, that's what you call thoughts, is noise. If the vibrations stop, you stop. When you breathe, you're producing noise. Right? If the breathing starts getting faster, that noise starts getting louder. So does your heartbeat. Normal, just relaxed heartbeat. Ba-boom, ba-boom, ba-boom. You start doing something a little stressful, you start hearing the heart start being faster. Ba-boom, 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 ba-boom. Your breathing goes up. Right? It's not that complicated. It's sound. You're a fucking song. That's all it is. You're a song. You start off with a smack in the ass. Start crying. And then, depends how you go out. That's how you go out. It's a song. Everything starts with sound. In the womb, 6 weeks old, you have a heartbeat. What brought all the parts together? Probably your mother's heartbeat. Where? In her womb, which is full of what? Water. Holy Spirit. There you go. What does spirit mean? What does spirit mean? It means breath. What are you breathing in? Vaporized water. What is temperature? Hot, cold. It's sound. Cold slows down. Ooh. Hot speeds up. I don't know how you want to be. Okay? I can't even do it. Right? It's a high pitch versus a low bass. There you go. That's temperature. Speeds up, slows down. It's so simple. It's so beautiful. It's so simple. It's so beautiful. It's so simple. It's so perfect. It's so beautiful. It's all packaged inside you, dummy. Which they have... what is brainwashing? Okay, so this whole thing with mind control. Okay, this is another thing I'm just tired of. There's no such thing as a mind. No such thing as a soul, ego, id, superego, subconscious, conscious. None of this. These are words. You're a fully one system functioning package that is only affected by sound. You're a tape recorder. If they tell you you are fat and ugly all your life, you will start telling that to yourself. I am fat and ugly. I am fat and ugly. I am fat and ugly. So if those words you repeat to yourselves every day, how is that going to make you feel? Sound affects you. Bunch of sound. What are words? But nothing but sounds. Sound affects you. We all know the experiments they did with the water, right? How you... what words you give say to this water affects the shape of its structure. We all know this, right? We're nothing but bags of water. Now, it's not the word that is actually affecting the water. I mean, it's the sound, the frequency. So certain words have certain frequencies, right? What are frequencies? It's energy, emotion. So, I mean, it's like with your dog. You can tell your dog a bunch of really hurtful, mean things with a very nice, soothing tone. And the dog will think, oh, you're being nice to it. Right? I mean, because it doesn't understand the human words, which are just sounds. If you could speak dog, and you started saying mean things in dog language, which it could understand, then it might react differently. But if you did the same thing to humans, they'd understand, and they'd be like, what the fuck, man? You're a dick. Fuck off. Right? Doesn't matter the tone you say it in. Right? So that's what I'm saying. If the word is not the thing, what is it? It's energy. Because we put the meaning into those sounds, those images, and then we understand what that meaning, definition, how it affects us. Right? Because the word, the sound, is the thing. You're a dumbass. You're such a beautiful dumbass. It makes no difference. I'm saying you're a dumbass. Which is probably hurtful to you, right? It doesn't matter how I say it. You're such a beautiful dumbass. It doesn't matter versus you're a fucking dumbass. You get the meaning because you know what dumbass means, right? Because you know the word is the thing. You're a tape recorder. Use your Krishnamurti. Right? Sound is consciousness, truth is silence. Why does your heart beat like the sun's? Thought is noise. It's so simple. That's how simple it is. So simple. So fucking simple. We take this sound, we draw an image on the ground with a stick, say this sound means this image. Probably from tracking animals. This bear print, we say it was a bear. Oh, this is a bear. Stay away from. Don't follow those prints because that's trouble. We start setting up these animal pictures. This tribe is this animal. This tribe is this animal. Why? Because we like to express ourselves differently. Because we are different. But... you know, that's fine. We can still get along. So this tribe is bear tribe. That tribe is eagle tribe. That tribe is fucking wolf tribe. Whatever. Then we started putting these signs, hand signs, sounds, images all together. And we created language. Which came from? Probably music. Because music is nothing but rhythm. Language is nothing but rhythm. Notes. This note, that note. Grammar is... nothing but the space between the two stops. right? Grammar, comma, full stop. That's about it. Spacing, rhythm, pattern, language, grammar, music, zeros and ones, computer coding. It's all the same shit. Patterns, rhythm, notes, music, heartbeat, the sun's heartbeat, the planet, all the planets making their own sound. Where our solar system is a vinyl record spinning with the sun in the middle, right? Probably all the different sounds and frequencies and energies, geometric patterns, all working in harmony together, keep the thing in balance. Probably. Just because you can't see it, well, maybe you can hear it, infrasound, whatever, and then visualize those sounds, and then maybe you can see it visually, the sounds. We can do it. There's some people already doing it. It's just bring all these different fields together to see the whole big picture. Instead of, you know, one fucker just holding on to his shit. No, this is my shit. I came up with blah, 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 blah. Why not work together, see what big picture you can come up with, and then realize, oh, wow, we're all part of this tapestry. We all play our individual part, but in the big picture, this is what it looks like. No. We can't do big picture stuff because we're little ants on lily pads. Have you seen the stuff ants build, man? Have you seen their ant nest? The complexity, the architecture, the engineering, the science, like, how do little tiny ants make such great big structures that work? Marvel of engineering. With whole, like, airflow, temperature control. How do they do it? If they can do it, all that intelligence of the universe packaged into a little tiny ant, scaled up version is a human. Have you seen the shit humans have made? Monkey? Have you seen the shit we've accomplished, built, engineered, manufactured, designed, accomplished? Have you seen just look around. Have you seen the shit we've made? You think this was all done by one person? Joffrey. You don't have to be number one. Nobody has to be number one. Because we're all on this one planet. We are one already. You don't have to be number one because we are one. One humanity. One planet. It's not a horse race. It's not a dog race. It's a human race. It's okay, man. It's okay. There's better things to do than fucking sit on your own thumb and think you're number one, bro. There's better things to do, bro. Don't you want to actually go on a fucking adventure, man? Like a real adventure, not knowing what the future holds. Being open to whatever may come, and realizing that the universe works in harmony for your benefit. If the universe wasn't ordered, do you think you'd be here today? Do you think any of us would be here today? Whatever you want to call it, universe, God, the force, Om, whatever. We are surrounded by order. Your mother's womb was a fucking factory producing order, and then putting it out into this world. You're a little package of order. Scale that up, that's the planet. Scale it up even further, that's our solar system. Even further, that's the whole universe. Just little blobs and packages of order. You zoom in, zoom in, zoom in, zoom in, you get a planet, you get humans, living things. You zoom in even more on those living things, you get cells. Zoom in even more, it's neutrons, protons, it's all order. What are you afraid of, bro? Control is an illusion. Control is an illusion. But flow is how things actually work. Control is an illusion, but flow is how things work. All you gotta do is time yourself to jump into the flow and then let it carry you. That's all. It's like sailing. It's like the sea turtles. They know which way the flow direction is going. The streams, the jet streams, the whatever, the currents. And all they do is jump into that flow highway. And then nature takes care of the rest. Like sailing, they know which, especially now, I mean, intelligence figures out things in its own way. We think because now we have all this high-tech technology, we can make better decisions. But hey, man, back then people still did the same shit with none of this shit, but they figured it out. Intelligence figures it out. You're a little package of order intelligence, you'll figure it out. Anyways, that's all they did. They figured out which way the winds are blowing, the jet streams during the seasons, monsoon, this, that. And they figured out, okay, jump into the direction the wind is going, and then boom, off you go. Because everything is ordered. Order is predictable. Predictability gives stability. Stability brings growth, science, exploration, just flourishing. Stability, order is what allows life to exist. Sun comes up every day. That's how shit grows. Water, rain, clouds, seasons. That's how everything grows. And then there's a structure to it, right? Order is predictable. The seasons are predictable. That's how you can plan your food, your crops, your agriculture, your harvest, your livestock, your grazing, all this shit. Your vacations, your special holidays, like that's what is the calendar is nothing but an example of order. Because the system works. Because it's predictable. That's how we structure everything around our fucking life. Because of order. The calendar is a fucking example of that. Every year on this day, you can celebrate your birthday because this universe system works. So there's nothing to be afraid of. Joffrey, Europe, whatever, I don't even give a fuck. Like, your heart is beating because the sun's heart is beating. So why not listen to some nature's music and to drown out all the bad noise, corrupted songs they've put inside you to basically make you live an unnatural form of lifestyle. And get back in harmony with how nature actually works. Listen, go fucking buy a stethoscope, listen to your own heartbeat. Close your eyes, listen, meditate on your own heartbeat. And realize, and try to visualize, this is how the whole universe works. The whole universe is beating inside your heart, man. And then come out and have a good, great time with all the other kids on the playground. We can all get along, man. They lied to you. These so-called fucking... It's the movie Braveheart. That one king's dad who was locked up in the tower because his face had gone all Dorian Gray. He tried to fill his son's tape recorder with all bullshit. He betrayed William Wallace. And then he realized what he did because it touched his heart. And then he went back to the tower. He told his dad to fuck off. You fucking lied to me, you fucking Dorian Gray bastard. I'm never going to do that again. I'm never going to betray my friend again. What the fuck is the name of the movie? It's called Braveheart. What's the famous line from that movie? Your heart is free. Have the courage to follow it. Your heart is free. Have the courage to follow it. That's what the sun is even telling you, bitch. The sun is beating inside your heart. What was the line from that one song from System of a Down, right? When I became the sun, right? When I became the sun. No, when. When I became the sun. Okay, let me hold it. When I became the sun. Okay. When I became the sun, I shone life into the man's heart. When I became the sun, I shone life into the man's heart. If the sun sets you free, you are free indeed, monkey. Peace, monkeys, peace.